Metal Gear Solid. Fight of Metal Gears 2. Old Enemies Come Back. An epic reading. Jake Snake shot the special thing that was a nuke that only kill enemy Metal Gears, but not Jake Snake. So when he shot it, the enemies died. Jake Snake flied up to the top of the sky again in the Metal Gear and drove really, really fast to more into out heaven to fight more Metal Gears. Jake Snake was up in the top of the sky and looked down and seen a boss Metal Gear making people blow up with weapon. So Jake Snake went down and landed fast, and dust came again and it went. And Jake Snake said, "Boss Metal Gear, stop it or I will shoot you with fire gun." The boss Metal Gear said, "Ha ha, Jake Snake, you are just small child and can't kill me because I am strong and have weapons that kill things, and you too, Jake Snake." Jake Snake said back angry, "I'm not small child, and I will shoot you with fire gun." So Jake Snake shot fire on all the boss Metal Gear, and the boss Metal Gear fell down. The boss jumped out of Metal Gear, and then the Metal Gear went boom and went away somewhere into pieces. Jake Snake jumped out of Metal Gear to the landed and then jumped and kicked the boss in the leg so the boss fell down. Then Jake Snake took out a knife and stabbed the boss in the heart, and the boss died. Jake Snake crawled into ground and went somewhere else again to fight other things. Out of nowhere again, Otacon screamed, "Jake Snake, behind you again!" And Jake Snake turned around and there was 10 bad guys there. Jake Snake throwed a flashbang and put on glasses so the flashes wouldn't hurt him. Then the flash went away and he put the glasses away, and the bad guys couldn't see. Jake Snake standed up and crawled to one of the bad guys and broke his arm and his neck and throwed him at another bad guy and snapped off his head. Jake Snake took out his weapon and that he got from the boss Metal Gear and made a bad guy blow up. Then he throwed a gun at two bad guys and killed them too. Then Jake Snake choked a guy and ripped off his arms and throwed them at another guy. Then he went to the other guy and stepped on him till he died. Then Jake Snake said to Otacon, "That's a lot of dead bad guys." And Otacon said, "Solid Snake did that too before. And Jake Snake said, "I must go." So he went in the bad guy base that was around in trees. Jake Snake crawled into the base and shot a camera so they couldn't see him in there so he could go there quietly. Out of nowhere, someone was behind Jake Snake again, so he turned round and saw Revolver Ocelot there. "I killed Solid Snake, and how I kill you, Jake Snake?" Revolver Ocelot said to Jake Snake after Jake Snake saw him. "No, you didn't kill Solid Snake," Jake Snake said back. "Yes, I did, and I did it slow, and he was hurting a lot," Revolver Ocelot said after. "I'm going to kill you, Revolver Ocelot, for that," Jake Snake yelled back. Revolver Ocelot jumped away and landed and shot Jake Snake in the eyes, so Jake Snake had to get an eye patch out of his pocket, and he put it on. Then he shot Revolver Ocelot, but Revolver Ocelot ran away after, so Jake Snake had to follow him. Then Tarum filled up with gas, and Revolver Ocelot's voice spoke from the speakers and said to Jake Snake, "You now die too." Jake Snake looked around and coughed and was dying almost. To be continued?